Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we take a look at circumcision in children. Circumcision is the removal of skin that covers the head of the penis. Though it's normally done on males, there exists female genital mutilation, or female genital cutting, where aside from the removal of the skin or hood of the clitoris, parts or the entire clitoris can be removed. The cultural practice, however, has no positive effects and is practiced mainly in African countries and some places in the Middle East and Asia. Religion has often been given as one of the main reasons for circumcision in males. Jews at day 8 are required to circumcise their children, and with Muslims, instead of being an obligation, it's a cultural practice done normally in the neonatal period. Pediatric surgeon at the Bustamante Hospital for Children, Dr. Sarah Marshall-Niles, says persons who propose circumcision feel it's healthy, regardless of a medical reason.
There are medical indications for circumcision. So patients who their foreskins cannot be retracted at all, especially after a certain age, by the age of 17, everyone should really be able to retract their foreskin. Definitely by the age of 4 to 6. After that, if there is difficulty, then we would intervene with medical measures, as in using hydrocortisone creams, which can soften the foreskin and allow it to come over more easily. And if that fails, then we would go ahead to circumcision at that point.
Dr. Marshall Niles says studies have shown that males who've been circumcised have a decreased risk of developing urinary tract infections. Studies also show a decreased risk for some sexually transmitted diseases such as gonorrhea, syphilis, chancroid, genital warts, candidiasis, and genital herpes. Other benefits of circumcision include easier cleaning of the penis and possible decreased risk in incidence of penile cancer.
There is significantly a decreased risk for the transmission of HIV. This has been studied largely in Africa, where HIV is endemic, and so it's not necessarily we're not sure if we can translate those results to our population or every other population, but they do know that in those areas, circumcisions can definitely decrease the risk or the rate of HIV.
Samara Marshall is a Jamaican mother of 3 boys living in Pennsylvania. 2 of her boys are circumcised, and she's already looking to circumcise her 3rd.
Well, my first son, he was circumcised at 4 years old. I decided to circumcise him because there was a lot of foreskin and it wasn't very easy for us trying to get it pulled back. He just would not have it. And he didn't have a problem with his penis. It was just a personal decision to just get it removed, just to prevent all the bother and the worry of pulling it back all the time to clean it.
Mrs. Marshall says her decision was purely personal, based on what she thought was more hygienic for her children. Circumcision, however, is a surgical procedure that does have some side effects.
The complication rate for circumcision is small. It's about 2 to 10%, but there are things that can happen after a circumcision. One of the most common things that can happen is bleeding. Another thing that can happen is infection. In removing the foreskin, you can remove either too little or too much of the foreskin, and either can have negative consequences. There can be chronic pain within the wound, scar, and there are other less common complications.
Debates continue about whether circumcision is necessary, with the procedure having perhaps just as many proponents as it does opponents. Dr. Marshall Niles says the exact reason for the foreskin has not been established, and patients with foreskin do just as fine as those without. Though persons may get circumcised for various reasons, Dr. Marshall Niles is advising persons to never attempt circumcisions at home. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next week for more. And until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.